learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Amud Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had a few different questions they asked the Edom. The first question was, L'fnei Achama L'Achama, which the Gemara comes out means, does the missing part of the moon face the sun or not? And if he says the missing part of the moon is facing the sun, that's obviously a mistake, and he disqualified him right away. Hooray. And there's other questions also, L'Tzvaynoi L'Droima, is it Tzafoin or Darim, which means is it in front of the sun or in back of the sun? And V'kama Yigvaya, how high it was, or La'ayin Hayanoita, which direction is it pointing? The Tosfos Rosh Taka asked the question that why is that different than the same questions of Frey Chama La'achama? And he says the difference is La'ayin Hayanoita, the Tosfos Rosh says this is his Lashon, V'nirali, the La'ayin Hayanoita, Hainu Klapi Maila Klapi Mata, even if it's the back of the moon that's facing the sun, but still it could be different directions. It could be going different directions. That's that question. And the other questions are really just to see if the Edom are both saying the same thing, and also because the Chachamim had Cheshbonis exactly where the sun was, and they could figure out if they are lying. But it's not like the question of Pnei Achama with Deir. Stam doesn't make sense, and there they're disqualified immediately. Zok to Gemara, Tana. Tana Chada. One Brisa says, Letzvayna, if he says Letzvayna, that the moon is on the north of the sun. Dvar kayam ledroim va loyam aklom. Usually, the new moon, they see it. The new moon, they see it close to Shkia, a little before Shkia or after Shkia. That's the time, because by the beginning of the month, the moon most of the time it's by day. You don't see it. And only by the beginning of the night. And as the month goes along, you can see it more time at night. And the reason is simple, because by the end of the month and beginning of the month, the sun and the moon are in the exact same place. And that's why you don't see the moon, because the sun outshines the moon. And it also sets, it also raises, it comes up and sets the same exact time. Since it's right near the sun, so when the sun comes up in the moon comes up with it. When it sets with it. As the month, the first day of the month, the second day of the month, it starts separating, and that's why you see it. And that's also why it comes up later in the day and sets in the night, a little bit in the night. So the first time you see the moon, you'll be seeing it right before Shkia, right after Shkia. So the question was, did you see it on the north of the sun or to the south of the sun? So the one writer says that if he says, L'droima loyom aklum, if he says, Tzvoyna, the other price is opposite. So Gemara answers, it's not shver. It depends. Like Kasha, this is no cloud. It's always a Dorim, always a Tzofen. It's not always either north or south. It's Kam Moisachama, Kam Moisachsham. It depends. The difference is the summer and the winter. The way Rashi explains it is that in the summer, where the sun is up in the sky much longer, so there, it goes on the east. It goes from east to south to west. And it covers all three sides. Technically, where you're standing on Earth, it looks like it's covering three sides of the world. That's in the summer. So in the summer, where the chama, where the sun, is always deep into the west. So therefore, it's always before the Levana. It's always in front of the moon. Mashenki, in the winter, which the days are much shorter, there, the moon could be in head of the sun, which means it's Svayna of the sun, it's north of the sun. And there, that's when that'll be correct. So in the winter, if you say it's Svayna, that's correct. If it's in the summer, then the Derayma will be the correct position of the moon. Tana Rabbanan. Economic, what we had in Shiloh, one of the questions they asked the Edom is how high in the sky is it? Tana Rabbanan. Economic, Gavaya Beis Maradoyis. One of the Edom say it was two Maradoyis high. Maradoyis is a stick that they used to hit an animal to get it to start going, like a whip, but it was like a stick. So they asked him, how many sticks high was it? Did it look to you? One says two, one says three. Here, addition kiyamis, it's kayim to aid this, because it's not an exact thing. For one person could look this high, another person could look that high. But if there's a big difference between them, echadem a gimel, echadem a hey, edusim v'teila, the aid this is bottle. Aval, mustafa is a cheres. But it's Mistarif, one of these Edom Mistarif for another aid that says like him. That's what Rashi says. Because Tosfos is very bothered that if one says three, one says five, it's really Edis HaMachishim says that if you want on the Omer, they're both disqualified. So Tosfos says like Rashi that if there's another aid that says like him, so then he can Mistarif with that other aid, and it's not really called the Eid Sheker, because maybe this woman's right, because he has another one like him, and the other one, who's one who's lying, like upon him, if he finds another Eid that's like him, then he could be mitzaref to say Eidus on the new moon. Let's say they say, I didn't see it in the sky, I saw the reflection of the moon in the water. Or Inu Ba'ashashas, I saw it on a glass. What type of glass? Rashi says, candle of Allah. It was a candle. It was like a lamp, a glass lamp. He saw the reflection of the moon in the lamp. Re'inu ba'oven, or it was a cloudy day, but I saw in a certain place the clouds were shiny, so it must be the moon was behind it. There was a light coming through it. That must be the moon. Amy Edom love. It's not called Eidus. You didn't really see the moon. What about chetzi of amayim, chetzi of ba'oven? You saw it half in the water, half in the clouds, which needs a beer. Rashi will explain what that means. What does it mean, seeing half in the water and half in the clouds? So the Chedushi Aran says, the case like this, you saw half of a moon reflecting in the water, and you looked up, and then you didn't see that half, you saw the other half in the sky, because by that time you looked up, that half was covered by clouds already. So Chatzib Mayim and Chatzib Ba'avim, or Chatzib Ba'ashoshes, so the halacha is, Eim Me'idim Alav. Either saw half in the mayim and the other half in the sky. Chatzeva oven, which means only saw half in the clouds. Chatzeva shoshes, eim idem love. So, very thing about Akasha, hashtag kuli armis lo, chetzeva boy, you only saw half. So, what I thought right now meant that chetzeva mayim means that, I already told you tomorrow's tarot. Tomorrow I thought that chetzeva mayim means that I only saw half the moon in a reflection. And I only saw half the moon in the clouds, only half the moon in the Ashashas. So we say it's no good. What do you mean? If the whole moon in Amayim is no good, of course the half a moon is no good. That's Mar's Kasha. Hashta kuloi amet lo ichetzim aboy ela hochikoma. Chetzim amayim, chetzim verikia, chetzim ba'oven, chetzim verikia, chetzim ashash, chetzim verikia, ain't me idem. You don't say Eidus on this. And that's the case I'm just giving to you, the Ran says. Chetzim amayim, chetzim verikia means he saw half in the water and he looked up to the other half in the sky. Or chatzib avim, chatzib rikia. So he saw half in the clouds. He saw, when he looked closely, he saw the other half in the rikia. It's not better, but that's not, you know, that's a chiddush that you can't say Eidus on it. Why? Because he saw half the moon really in the sky. He really saw it. Yeah, rikia. Taka saw half the moon, and that's a chiddush that since you didn't see the whole moon, it can't be made. So the first case was you didn't see that at all. You saw the whole moon in a reflection. That doesn't count. The second half is not a half of a moon reflection. You saw half the moon reflection and half the moon in real. The halacha is it's no good because we're scared. You didn't really see the moon. Tanu Rabbanan, Reinu v'shul Reinu. They say we saw the moon and then we don't see it anymore. Eimi idem love. You can't say Eidus on that. Freit the Gemara, Kol hochi chazul levazli. Do you have to see it the entire time? If you saw the moon, you can say Eidus. Avai hochkama, Reinu me'aleinu. I saw it. We saw it. We saw it. Not because we were looking for it. We're walking in the street, minding our own business, and we see the moon. V'shav l'roi says, so we say, let's say this. So we look back up to, you know, get a good look. V'shav l'roi says, v'atenu, v'lerinu, I didn't see it anymore. Eim idol, we don't say Eidus anymore. My time, huh? Eimer, kavisa di'iva ba'amud chazi. Maybe all you saw was a piece of cloud that looked like the moon. If you're not really concentrating, so that you thought you saw the moon wasn't really the moon. What it was a piece of cloud. Then he looked up, Itaka saw there was no moon, because there was no moon. So therefore, it's not Eidus. Eidus is only if you're trying to see it then. But if you didn't try to look at it, was scared, you really didn't see anything, and therefore it's not good Eidus. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. When the Eidim come, and they say Eidus about the new moon, Rosh Bezdin, and they check the Eidim out, they interrogate them, now they know they're saying the truth, what do they do? What's the next step? Rosh Bezdin Amar Mekudesh. Rosh Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin says, Kodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that the month is now Rosh Chodesh. The new Rosh Chodesh is starting now. The whole Om answers after him, after Rosh Bezdin, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Bench near Bezmanoi, Bench Loi near Bezmanoi, Mekatzmoisa, which means Saif making Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, and Saif making on the 31st day of the month. They said Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and the Bezdin said Mekudesh. Well, Elizabeth said, in Loi near Bezmanoi, if you're making Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, you don't have to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Why? Because it's process elimination. We know it's Rosh Chodesh that day. Because Rosh Chodesh can't go another day. The last month can't go into the 31st day. So by the 31st day, for sure it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to say Mekudesh because it's automatically Kodesh. Zok Gemara, Rosh Bezdin, We're not immediately. What's the makar that you say mekudesh? Amar Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosef ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe. Amar makar. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Moshe es ba'adei Hashem." And we see Moshe was the Rosh Bezdin, and we see that Moshe was Keveya the Ma'adei Hashem. It's a Machlokes Rishonim if it means Ma'adim is referring to Rosh Chodesh Mamish, because Rosh Chodesh was called the Moed, or it means that through Rosh Chodesh you have the Yom Tovim. Mekan, she Rosh Bezdin Oimer Mekodesh, even here the Rosh Bezdin says Mekodesh. The whole nation answers Mekodesh Mekodesh. How do you know what's the Makar for that? Nolan. Amra Papa, Amra Kar, Pasuk says, Asher Tikru Oisam. And that's not a right. That means that could be going to Bezdim. Then it says Karibe Atem. We darsh in the word Atem. Ashatikra Atem. You have to call it also Mayid. You also have to say Mekudosh Mekudosh, which means it's going on Klai Yisrael. They should also say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Rav Nachman Yitzchak a different pasuk. Elohim Mayadoi. And from Lashon Haim we darsh in Haim Yomru Mayadoi. They should say it's Mayadoi. Now, how do you know that the nation says Mekudosh Mekudosh Trei Zimni? How do you know that everyone says Mekudosh two times? Lam lidachsev mikra'ei kodesh. Lashon Rabbim, mikra'ei kodesh is mashma two zimni, two times, as the Rashi says. And therefore, they say Mekudosh. So we know that Bezdin says Mekudosh from Adav Moshe Shmadei Hashem, who Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rashi Bezdin. And because tu pshatim ashtikra atem ohem, we know Klai Yisrael also says Mekudosh. And we learn out that two times from possible mikra'ei kodesh. Because there it's Malay and Makachim. This is the one. So you see, one of the exact costs is Pashas, then it could be it's not the Rice, it's only the Rabbanon. Or they knew that the only time that the Pasuk is going on is only when the Bezdin is making the Rosh Chodesh. When it's happening by itself, there's no Tikru. It's not Tikru, it's Rosh Chodesh anyway. It's not them doing it. But we'll see this different amount of the Amrim momentarily. Zot the Gemara, it said in the Mishnah, Blessed Man saw the Gemara, Loy Nirav Ezmani and Makachim, I say. So Rav Zalik says, "Im loy nirav bezmani im kachim." I said, "Why? Because it happens by itself." Tana, the Rabbi Yehman Yom, the opposite. Tana, flame oimer bezmani im kachim. I said, "When it's on the 30th day, you don't say mekudesh." So loy bezmani im kachim. I said, "The opposite svara." And what's the svara? The svara is Rashi says is because it needs chizuk. That the usual Rosh Chodesh by in people's heads is the 30th day of the month. When you want to make an extra day and make the Rosh Chodesh the next day, that already needs chizuk. And that you have to tell everyone, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, that this is the day of its Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, play my holds, that is when they said Mekudosh, dafka the second day, not after the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, I mean, no, Bein Kecha, Bein Kecha, Bein Kecha, he never says Mekudosh, Mekudosh, he never says in the Pasuk, we had this earlier on in the Masechta, this Pasuk says, V'kidashtim Ashna Sachamishim, and we darshim Shonim at the Mekadesh, V'ato Mekadesh Chadoshim. We dash it from here that dafka yovel you mekadesh, but you're not mekadesh chadashim. You're not mekadesh chadashim, and you don't have some kodesh at all according to this man diama. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik. Pasuk like our Mishnah's Tana, Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik, who says that dafka the first day is mekadesh chadashim on the 30th day. Do you say mekadesh? Not on the 31st day. Om Rav Yafa Na Nami Tanina. We also have a raya from our brisa, a Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning, next parak, which is called Ru'u Bezdin, starts like this: Ru'u Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. If Bezdin and Kanz Klal Yisrael saw the moon, but they didn't have a chance to pass on it, or Nechgru Edim, or the Edim came and they already interrogated Edim, or Hispek Loim Mekudesh, they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh. Atzach Hashayich until it was dark already. Harezem Uber. It's already the next day. The Mishchayish is the next day. Mishchayish will be the 31st day. So he makes a diyak abaya, ma'ubur in mekudesh loy. It doesn't say I raise him a kudesh, it's raising ma'ubur. It's extra. Why didn't he say mekudesh? So you see that on the second day, if you make a mishkayish on the next day, you don't say mekudesh. So it's a raya that we pass like our mishnah, let's remember something. So I don't know, it's not a raya. Loy, ma'ubur tzrichilei. We have to tell us that it's a month with another day. Loy, ma'ubur tzrichilei. Why? Sagat ha'mino, ho'yavaro ha'bez mecha yishol. Maybe since Klan's Klai Yisrael and Bezin saw it, if Firsima, Lola Brua, maybe they shouldn't make the next day Rosh Chodesh because everyone knew it. And you should make a Kiddush on the next day, Lemafreya. They should say that really yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, and on the next day they'll say that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Kamashlo, no, it's Mo'ubur. So saying, don't make a Raya and say Lashem Mekudesh. Mo'ubur means that this is Chiddush, that the next day is Rosh Chodesh and not today. To be a Havamina, that you know they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, but maybe they could, the next day they'll say that yesterday was Mekudesh. Kamashlo, no, that you don't say that. So therefore, it's not a right that you pass on the Zman Tzadik, but that's the man of the holds, you pass on the Zman Tzadik.